Well, wouldn't be Fighting Bobfest if we didn't have a real live La Follette. Our next speaker is the founder of Wisconsin Environmental Decade, now called Clean Wisconsin. He has served as Wisconsin's Secretary of State for the past 30 years, a great advocate for the environment. Doug La Follette also played a key role in the uprising by delaying the implementation of Act 10, bringing down the full wrath of the Walker administration on him as he stood up for basic democratic governance. I give you our progressive champion, Doug La Follette.
Thank you. Good morning. It's kind of cold out there. Maybe we should all stand up and give a cheer, you know. I want to take a quote from the first Obama campaign. How many remember this? Fired up, ready to go. Fired up, ready to go. Do you remember that? Okay. So you want to stand up and do that to warm up? Everybody, come on. Fired up, ready to go. Fired up, ready to go. Fired up, ready to go. Hey, that's good. I never remember the story when he ran into this little old lady down in Georgia somewhere, and he walked into a room and she started doing that, and that got the campaign going. Well, we need to be fired up. Good morning. I tell you, it's a great feeling for a La Follette to speak at the Fighting Bobfest. I don't know. I'm going to be around for a while, at least 4 more years probably, but this may be one of the last opportunities to get a La Follette to come here, and I'm so glad to have that opportunity to be here with you today. First, I want to thank you all for electing me these many years so I've been able to wage my own fight for the people of Wisconsin and particularly for our environment. The environment's all been one of my deep concerns, as you may know. I founded a group called Clean Wisconsin, which is a great NGO that has fought for our environment for 44 years now. And I'm very proud of Clean Wisconsin and the work they do. Today, they and all of us need to fight even harder as Walker and his friends have weakened the environmental protection laws for our state. Laws that Gaylord Nelson was so proud of, and we were all so proud of until Walker and his people began to cut them back. And they have sadly made a joke of the DNR leadership. Yes. Be it sand mining or iron mining, water pollution or climate disruption, we all have our work cut out for us, and we need new leadership for our state. Yeah. Now that we're in an election season, you probably have heard about that. There's an election coming up in about 7 weeks. Well, my opponent, you know, I have one, as you can imagine, has already started criticizing me for not publishing Act 10 as fast as Walker and his buddies wanted me to. Well, I tell you, I did the right thing and I sleep very well. Governor Robert M. La Follette, who I'm sure you probably know by a shorter name, believed in the right of workers to organize. And he was a leader in that cause, as Wisconsin was. And it's a shame that we have backtracked at the behest of our current governor. We need to restore that right for people to organize in our proud state of Wisconsin. My favorite quote from Fighting Bob is, and I quote, "The supreme issue involving all the others is the encroachment of the powerful few on the rights of the many." Everyone should have that tattooed on their arm. Well, over the past decade, a group of obscenely rich and powerful people have hijacked our country and our dear state of Wisconsin. If you want to read more about that, do a Google for an acquaintance of mine named Rob Stein, Stein like stone. Rob Stein did a serious investigation of this 20-year takeover of our country by the powerful few and the rich, all very quietly and secretly until the Koch brothers got exposed a couple of years ago. Well, they have hijacked our country. There's no way around it. And we have to fight back against that. Fighting Bob La Follette would be appalled if he could see today what those rich and powerful people have done to our country. They and their minions in their office have trampled over the rights of many, those many that Fighting Bob fought to protect. The rights of women, the rights of working people, the environment, the voters, teachers, students, the many have been trampled by these obscenely rich and powerful people who have hijacked our country. But we can take it back starting this November. The critical factor, as many of you know, and I'm going to pound it in, is going to be voter turnout. In an off-presidential year like we have now, far too many of the many do not vote. And I was very discouraged to see the federal appeals court decision just yesterday that say that we are going to have the voter ID. Well, thank goodness, those millions of fraudulent voters that pour into the polls have to be stopped. What a bunch of bullshit. I'm sure. I didn't say a bad word. I just saw some of it down here, probably. Well, we got more work cut out for us because I saw an estimate already last night that 200,000 people who are registered voters probably don't have an ID. 200,000, they estimate. And they now have 5 or 6 weeks to get an ID. So not only do we have to register voters, we now have to help registered voters get IDs, and then we have to get the people to the polls who don't normally vote in non-presidential years. I was talking to a candidate for state senate a couple weeks ago, and he's a Democratic candidate, a very good candidate. Paul DeMaine is his name. Paul DeMaine is a wonderful man, and hopefully he'll get elected to the Senate. Well, we were talking about voter turnout, and Paul said, Doug, I did a study of my district, and in my district alone, he found about 30,000 people who vote in presidential years but don't vote in the non-year. That's just one Senate district. Multiply that by the state of Wisconsin, and those are the many who we need to get to come out to vote. Over the next 7 weeks, we can make the effort to change that. And let me conclude by saying it's wonderful to be here to join you in the Fighting Bob Fest and to continue to fight with you, hopefully for the next 4 years and on, to restore to Wisconsin that tradition, that image. I mean, for the last few years, because I've been Secretary of State for a little while, I have friends around the country who know who I am and what I'm doing, and I started getting phone calls and emails saying, what in the world is going on? Yeah. Well, we're going to show them that we're going to change what's going on, and we're going to take Wisconsin back. Fight on, fight on, fight on. Thank you very much.